engage by commenting and buying our stuff.
Do we sell anything yet?
No, but just the lawnmowers. We are going to be selling things.
Speaking of, we would like to welcome you to Slinging the Biscuit, episode 54. We passed the 1 year anniversary last year. I said to Pat, when we first started this podcast, I guess, you know, 14 months ago, I said, I want your commitment to do 1 year, right? Is that not what I said? We're going to do 1 year. We're going to bang it out, see where things go.
You did. You said that.
And I would say it's been a success so far. I'd say it's awesome. I just want to say, at least for me, thank you to you for sticking by me. And thank you to everybody for listening, whether you're on Spotify, Apple, in the car, DoorDash, Pete. I know you're out there somewhere, brother. God bless you. We got viewers of the week to get to. We'll get to in a minute. But thank you, everybody, so much for the support over the past year. And we have some very, very exciting guests coming up. Can we name drop a couple of these guests, maybe just to kind of get people excited a bit?
Sure.
Okay. So Garrett Sparks. Garrett Sparks is somebody that, you know, him and I have had some, like, personal issues in the past. We put him aside. We're kind of on good terms. We're kind of going to chew the fat a little bit, if you will. And he's a very polarizing personality. He's going to come on sometime this summer. One of my favorite Swedish goalies, Hugo Alnefelt, I got to get that right, made his debut for the Tampa Bay Lightning this year, third goalie in the Tampa system. Huge Swede, the 6'5" guy. He's the guy in the viral clip, Tampa Bay development camp, like 3 years ago, when he says, "Hello, my name is Hugo. I am from Sweden and I stop puck." You ever seen that clip?
No.
Okay, it's a viral clip. It was all over the internet like 4 years ago, 3 years ago.
Damn, I guess I was living in my own little shell. Under my rock with Patrick Starr.
Yeah. You just made me think of, my woman told me this the other day, when SpongeBob goes to work, yeah, and he's like, "Patrick, what do you do while I'm gone to work? I wait for you to get back."
It's so,
I just sit here and I wait for you to get back, really. I don't know.
Dude, what a show.
What an amazing show. Anyway, we got Hugo Alnefelt. We have Garrett Sparks. Spencer Knight, maybe we could talk a little bit about that. He's going to come on the podcast sometime this summer. I was talking to him the other day, no problem. Pat has an interesting scuffle with him. Maybe we'll get into that later. Also, Logan Thompson, full right goalie as well. Him and I got a little history, a little bit of backstory, kind of exciting. Working on Jacob Markstrom, trying to work him to from, you know, having some issues with him personally a couple weeks ago, to maybe getting him on the podcast. Maybe I should cut that out. But we're trying to get Jacob Markstrom. If anybody knows, send him a message. We'd love to get him on the podcast. I did DM him the other day. I'm going to be in Winnipeg in a week from now. He's going to be in Winnipeg at the end of April. And I DM'd him. I said, "Hey, buddy, maybe you want to go for coffee, grab a cup of Joe when you're in Winnipeg at the end of the month." I got no reply.
You're a big coffee guy.
I love coffee. It's the Swedish culture. He's a Swede, too. He should know more than anything. Trav's going to buy me coffee. I hate Trav, but I love coffee. I'll go.
That's interesting. So, like, when you go out to coffee with another man, what do you guys, how do you break the ice? So, you're one-on-one with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You sit down, do you sit right across from them, or do you go diagonal?
Just sitting side by side, that'd be so awkward.
No, not side by side. So, you grab, like, say, a four-person table, rather. Do you go one-on-one? You go two-seater, you go straight across.
Oh, it depends on where we're going for coffee, to be honest with you. Like, some places have a little more foot room. I'm a big guy. I typically hang out with larger men. Sorry. Ooh. But, like, because they're large and I'm large, we usually sit opposite. Otherwise, the feet kind of intermingle. So we do that.
Yeah, I do that as well. I go diagonal, especially if you're eating. Gives you a little more space to eat, but also less eye contact in weird moments.
I like the eye contact. I like the eye contact, and I feel connected. I'm into it. I'm a personal kind of person.
Yeah, I get that. I'm just curious because it's like, I did make a video on this, about like going to lunch with your guy friend, and it's there's like a weird. I'm curious how you go about it. That's why I'm asking. So I do the diagonal. So, but you like eye contact. So you go diagonal, and then you just stare at them the whole time.
See, I like eye contact because when you make eye contact with somebody, it shows me confidence. It shows me like you're secure with yourself to look me in the eye while you're talking. You're not worried about me judging you, as opposed to if I look at you for a second and then I try to formulate the rest of my sentence and I'm looking down at my feet or my thumbs and then right as I'm about to finish, then I come back out to make eye contact. And, yeah.
Again, I just hit you with two pauses in like a minute. But anyways, carry on.
What do you mean?
What?
What?
Do you not know what that, like, you say pause when you say something, like, accidentally, like, sauce?
What do you mean?
You were like, and right when I'm about to finish, I say pause. Oh, do you not, you don't okay. know that trend? Like,
no, I haven't seen
that. Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Interesting.
I like the eye contact. I like a personal experience. I also like this. Okay, so this, I swear to God, I get this from my dad. I definitely don't get it from my mom. Whenever I like meet somebody for the first time, or like I'm interacting, we're having coffee or whatever, I like to treat them like I've known them for 20 years. Like, let's say like Jacob Markstrom, or mm-hmm. Last week I went and went for coffee and I met the head goalie scout for the Arizona Coyotes in Gothenburg the other day. So like, no matter who I'm meeting, you know, I look you in the eye, firm handshake. I've tried my best not to screw it up. There's nothing worse. So him and I messed up our handshake. I grabbed like the tip of his hand, and then I tried to like finesse my way into like a, well, I tried to like get in for like a proper handshake, but then we both made eye contact and we both knew that like it was on me. And I let go and I said, can we try that again? I apologize. And we stopped, looked at each other's elbows, locked it in, and then it was smooth sailing from there. There's nothing worse than screwing up a handshake and it's just a wet noodle, or you grab another dude's finger or his hand, but then to tell him, I screwed up, let's fix it.
I promise the best way to go about it is to acknowledge it and laugh at it. I promise, if you're going through that, like what Trav did, or just be like, that was weird, let's do that again, like, and laugh about it. Because like, if you don't, then you're both thinking about it and you're like, oh my God, that was so awkward. So you have to break the awkwardness by acknowledging that that was weird and laugh at it and then carry on, for sure. So I'm just, now you're a talker though, so I feel like you're one-on-one.
I can talk to a tree.
Yeah.
I could talk to a tree for 30 minutes.
Yeah. So you're good at coffee.
Problem that I have with like specifically like with our podcast and having guests is like, if I'm out of coffee, I can see you. Like, I'm looking at you in the eye and I know when you're done your sentence. Like for our podcast, if you just listen on Apple or Spotify, you probably wouldn't know. But if you're watching the YouTube version, so Pat on my laptop is off to my left. So I cannot see him at all at this moment in time, but I'm looking at the wall for the video version's sake. So I'm just going off of what I hear. So sometimes the conversation may not flow perfectly, but if I'm out in person with coffee, I can keep that train rolling, right? People love to talk about themselves. Get them talking about them. Ask them questions and give more than a closed answer. Question.
People love talking about themselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can get them going forever.
Oh yeah, like tell me how great you are, man. Tell me how good you are. I bet you're an animal. I bet you're an animal in the bedroom. You have sex, don't you? You do. get them feeling good about themselves, you know, early and often.
Pump their tires. Home to their wife. Trav's a great guy. Really, I just felt like we hit it off.
Yeah, looking guy like yourself. There's no way the ladies aren't swarming you. Get them feeling good early.
There was a goalie. I know. I think I told you about this already, but I met up with this goalie. We'll say within the last year, and he just talked about himself the whole time, just kept talking and talking and talking about himself, about his summer, about just everything himself. Mm-hmm. And I barely got a word in, which was kind of nice because like I'm really good at talking. It's nice when somebody else talks. But he messaged me after. He's like, dude, that was great. We should do it again sometime. I had a really fun time. And I'm thinking in my mind, I'm like, of course you did. You just talked about yourself for 10 minutes and I just sat there with open ears and listened. I would have a good time too if I did that.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. If you really listen and like pay attention to conversations, like in a group, like I've noticed this recently, and say it's like you and like four other guys, and you're talking about a subject, and you all have experience with it. Each guy is kind of, so say this guy's talking on my left. His name's Jerry. Jerry's talking. Pat, Peter, and John are in their head thinking, okay, I can't wait to now tell my experience about this story to share with everyone else. Not really listening to what Jerry's saying. All they're thinking about is how they can tell their experience of that same situation to one up Jerry. And like,
they're trying to wait for the perfect opportunity to get their two cents in. So it seems like I was listening. I was being aware. Yeah. I cared. But let me tell you about my opportunity, my experience, and then it goes forth through all four of them. It's very entertaining to watch.
It's weird, and it's human, and it's just like I've caught myself doing it myself, And I'm like, okay. And then, like, I become aware of it. I'm like, okay, I have to. That's a weird thing. So I think if you're in a conversation like that, try to actually listen to someone. Like, make sure you're taking the time to listen to someone. And if they don't give it back, you know what? Them. Don't ever talk to them again and move on with life. But yeah, that's a weird human thing that we do. It's a selfish thing.
I got one story to tell you, and I'm going to do exactly that right now. I'm going to tell you one story before we get into the podcast contents for today. I had this boss when I was working in kitchens one time, and he says, "Trav, what do you think of this dish? Give me your 2 cents." And then so we break down this dish that he had done up, like our sous chef, and I gave my 2 cents for about 2 to 3 minutes. I finished, and he says, "I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't listen to a single thing you said. I just wanted to ask the question to make you feel included, and I zoned out." I'd gone on for like three minutes. Didn't listen to a single word I said.
That's unreal. Guilt. I've been guilty of it, honestly.
Respect if you can admit it. I didn't listen to a thing. Could you please repeat yourself? I'm going to try to be better this time.
I mean, that's one. I think that's a good way to go about it, rather than just pretending you heard. Like,
You know, I think that moment changed my life because it got me thinking, okay, I've been working at this job for about 2 weeks. What if, you know how like the first week you work at a job is like the easiest week of your life? You go in the first day, you just do paperwork for like 8 hours. Maybe you show up the second day, you show up for 3 hours, you get paid for eight. And then the next 4 to 5 days, you're just shadowing somebody. You're not really doing much. You're just existing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes.
Sorry, you don't have a lot of job experience. Basically,
I didn't do jobs like you.
No. Sorry. So to the working class people listening, to my blue collar alumni.
I'm just entrepreneur. No,
you're just a beauty. That's what you are. You're a real beauty.
Dude, I did the untraditional jobs. Like I never went, like I would do like hockey skill sessions. And then I did like Uber, DoorDash, Uber Eats, all that. So I sold like hockey sticks and shit on the side. I never wanted to like feel like there was a boss telling me what to do. So anyways, carry on. I don't have similar work experience as you. I never worked at Best Buy and all that.
Okay. So I'm going to explain this to you. So when you get hired for a job, like a real workforce job, you do your interview. Can be one, can be three interviews. You get hired. You show up for the first day. It's usually 8 hours of paperwork. You fill out your tax information. You sign paperwork saying, "Hey, listen, I'm not going to steal from the company. I'm going to be an honest, faithful employee." Sounds good. Second day, maybe you come in for a 3 hour shift. They pay you for eight. You go home. Days three through five, you're shadowing somebody. You're just existing. You're not actually doing any work. And I thought, what if you could do that 52 weeks a year? I get a job, I do the 1 week training period, I quit, and I get a new job. And I do that every week. So for 52 weeks out of the year, I'm just doing training. I'm not actually working. I'm just getting paid to do training. And I thought, wouldn't that just be like the easiest way to make money? Ooh. Working minimum wage jobs. That was my thought process.
Yeah, if you could do that for 52 weeks in a row, that would be a pretty high success rate. Like that would mean you never didn't get a job. Like every interview you did, you just nailed it.
Well, and see, like we talked about, I'm great with coffee. I could talk to a tree. Yeah. I'm good at, I don't want to say BSing, but like I can get the conversation flowing and make the boss be like, "Trav's going to be a great part of the workforce. We need some morale around here. Trav is the guy." I've actually gotten a few jobs where I'm not fit for the job, but the boss says, "You know what? You're good for the morale. Just come be good for the morale." And I do exactly that. I'm not kidding you. I had a boss tell me one time, I think I screwed up like the Gatorade vending machine, to, like restock it. I broke it. It was like a $2,000 fix. And he's like, "Listen, me, Ridge. I would fire your ass right now if you weren't so goddamn good for the morale. Stop doing this." I'm not kidding you. This was actually what the boss told me.
Dude, and, Chaz Michael Michaels? And when he works for
It was literally like that. That's exactly...
I would fire you right now if you weren't so goddamn beautiful.
The Gatorade machine has like a key. You put the key in and then you can like refill stuff, but like it's done by... What's the word I'm looking for? Hinges. It like springs. Okay. It spring loads the thing. And I broke the springs and I broke the whatever electronic piece to get the springs to like pull the Gatorades forward. And the boss was pissed because it was going to be like a $2,000 fix to like fix whatever. And then he told me he was going to fire me if I wasn't so good for the morale because I made guys feel good. I made the workplace happy. And then I quit like a month later and I went on to a new job to do my training period.
The Woodland Fairies. Mm-hmm. You and the Woodland Fairies are the here and now.
Are you drunk? No, but this ought to do it.
This ought to do it. And he's like, "God, I would fire your ass You weren't so goddamn
Why don't we start the podcast? Why don't we get things going here?
Well, that was 20 minutes of amazing intro.
Was it 20? Okay. Well, if you're still listening to us, thank you. Let's do some viewers of the week. You want to be viewer of the week, you send me a message, you send Pat a message, leave a comment on the YouTube version. We'll get you penciled in. We only have two viewers this week because we recorded a podcast like 3 days ago, uploaded the Matt Murray episode. Now here we are. But we have Nick Horseman. This dude watches the podcast on his 78-inch TV. Right now, we're on a 78-inch TV in his basement, living room somewhere. It's unreal, dude.
So that's big. That means like I'm looking huge right now. Like we're looking like big boys on that TV, bigger than we actually are in real life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not 78 inches. No way.
We also have Ryan Jensen, and he says, I will confirm for you guys, Duluth fans are the worst scumbags out there. Listen to the podcast. Shout out to you, Ryan Jensen. That's all I got. I only got two this week, unless you got any for this week, Pat.
No.
That's all. You got nothing. You never have any viewers of the week.
No. I should get one for next week. I'll have one next week.
you want to make the same guy that you had like 3 weeks ago?
Dude, that was such garbage. You know, I really... My bad.
Shall we move on to we got some hockey stuff to talk about, some updates and whatnot?
Yeah, up and dates.
Okay. For me, I'm heading home, like I mentioned, in 8 days and a week from now. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to seeing my family. But in the last 3 weeks, agents have been on the phone, on the text line, trying to get tryouts worked out, trying to get lined up. We opted the Germany tryout. It was just too much money to invest for an opportunity that really wasn't worth it. It was going to be the exact same level that I am here in Sweden. Mm-hmm. And why would I spend $1,000 to go to Germany for 2 or 3 days, fly out, and not really accomplish anything? Didn't really make sense when I could be here trying to make something happen here in Sweden. Just didn't make any sense. There was a Division II team in the Stockholm area, right in Stockholm, that was willing to offer me a tryout. Get this. So I was supposed to go out actually yesterday. So I was supposed to skate yesterday with them. And talking to the GM/coach, agents on the phone with him, and he's texting me and he says, I think right now that you are just as good, if not better than our current guys right now. And I'm thinking, this is great. Because obviously coming in as a backup, tough as an import, as a starter, way easier. So I'm thinking, this is great. Definitely. Their goaltending sucks. This is the perfect situation to walk into in the Stockholm area. Beautiful place as well. Just outside of Flemingsburg, where I was last year. And so he emails me back and he says, okay, I just spoke to our president, to all the management and whatnot, and I think it's better if you don't come. And the reason being is that as an import, you can only have so many imports on a team. And I'm not competing with just, let's say, like an import goalie. I'm competing against the import forwards, right? So, right, I'm competing against the forward, the D-man, all those guys as well, because I'm not from Sweden. And to have me come in and they're using an import spot for a player and then also creating a goaltending controversy when they have two guys signed, they're going to be thinking, why are they bringing Trav out? Do we suck? What's wrong with us? And they decided that it's going to be an internal issue that is not worth it at this moment in time. So we like to ask that you don't show up on Sunday. So they asked me don't show up and I did not show up. I stayed right here.
Wow. That's weird. That's a weird situation. Mm-hmm. They're like, they just wanted to avoid conflict and said,
it's a very Swedish thing to do.
Just don't come. We don't want this conflict. Speaking of conflict, you've had conflict on your team this year that you never touched upon and I want to hear about.
Yes. Okay. We're going to talk about this. So throughout the season, you everybody has issues, everybody has conflict, but very rarely have I ever seen in a hockey team guys actually like physically fighting. We had two guys in the team early on in the season that got into a fight at practice, and one of them left, and one of them got kicked off the team. So that was kind of nice because I didn't like either of them. I thought they were both like very negative for the locker room environment. So I think we were a happier team after that. But then recently, towards the end of the season, we had a skate where, I guess, one of the guys finished his check a little bit too hard in practice. The other guy didn't like it. Guy gave him like a, you know, Phil Kessel axe swing to the back of the calves, and he swung at a guy who was bigger than him, like significantly like larger, like heftier. And he got on top of him and just started pumping him. And obviously, like, we can't have that happen, so we got to stop that. And then I got into a little bit of a scuffle one time because so in our locker room, our shower is not maybe like the cleanest. So like I always wear sandals. A lot of people think that I'm not the sandal guy. Like I'm the guy who doesn't wear sandals and goes barefoot in the shower. I've seen messages like that before. I always wear sandals because that's gross. And I have some very, very nice sandals that I got. And some of the guys don't have sandals or very nice ones. And one of the guys, he always takes my goddamn sandals. I shower and he just waits in his full equipment till I leave. And then he goes and takes my sandals and shower. Drives me nuts. So I'm trying to find... I try to be very nice, right? Like my teammates, I don't want to fight. I don't want a conflict. I want to solve things as peacefully as possible. The other team, I don't care about. I'm not really concerned about doing that. For my team, try to do it peacefully. And so I said many times, stop using my sandals. That A, it's gross. B, what if I have like a foot infection? You want foot funguses and like athlete's foot? And also, I don't want your athletes. Like get your own sandals. Go spend $50. And so he kept using them. Or like
$10 for some cheap slides.
Cheap ones. I got nicer ones that I got on sale on Amazon. You can get some cheap, shitty ones for like $5, $10. And after one of our last practices, my sandals are gone. And I'm looking, I'm like, God damn it. Like, I just came off the ice. I have like most of my gear on still. And I want my sandals. And so one of the guys says, oh, the Russians took it. And so I go up to one of the Russians and I said, did you take my sandals again? And he's like, no, I no took sandals. He's like, you took my sandals. And he's like, shut up, Travis. Go sit down. Don't talk to me. And that pissed me off. So I kind of gave him a shove. I was like, don't take my sandals. Like, I don't take your stuff. You don't take, like, this is common sense. Don't steal. If you want them, just ask. I'll give them to you, no problem. But don't take my stuff.
Take my sandals one more time and see what happens, pal. Let's go. Keep in mind,
I'm trying to be very non-confrontational about this. I'm trying to be nice. Yeah. I probably shouldn't have shoved them, but I'm trying to be nice. And so he's in full street clothes. He's already showered up, whatever, ready to go. I have most of my gear. I just have my chest protector off. I have pants, skates, pads on. And so he comes at me and he grabs my pad. He grabs me by the leg by my pad. And I'm thinking right away, he doesn't have any shoes on. I have skates on. I'm weighing 250 pounds of those gear on. And I'm thinking, shit, just being an adult, you got to do everything you can not to step on his feet. Because I don't want to end the guy's career because he's being a bonehead and I step on his feet with skates, or I'm going to be the one driving him to the hospital. I don't want to deal with that. Yeah. So he's like grabbed my leg and he's kind of like moving me around and I'm kind of taking it, but I'm also kind of just doing everything I can to not step on his foot. And I came about probably like a quarter of an inch away from his foot one time when he's wrestling me. So I just kind of fall over and I go to the ground or whatever. And I'm in my gear and then he walks away. And then one of the guys says to me, he's like, what was going on? I was like, I don't know. I took my sandals. I told him to stop. And then the Russian guy comes up to me after the practice and he says, I didn't know that you were talking about sandal. I was like, what do you mean you didn't know I was talking about the sandal? And then he shows me his Google Translate. He thought that I was asking him or whatever if he took my money.
That's hilarious.
I swear to God, these like in Europe, specifically in Scandinavia, there's like a thing where like teams do not want guys from Russia because they don't speak English. Like Sweden is one of the most English fluent countries.
Yeah.
Norway, Denmark, Sweden do not want Russians because stuff like this happens. And Russians are also like very short tempered to begin with, like generally speaking across the board. So stuff like this is an example. And you brought it up to me that fights within the team. What do you do? Do you engage? Do you disengage? I feel like if it's on the team, you got to do everything you can not to fight the guy.
I also don't care for fighting my teammates. Like, I don't look to fight my teammates. I find that weird. It's like, if you can avoid it, it's like they're on your team. You know, you're not supposed to be. But tensions, emotions are high on the ice, especially like if you're having a rough patch in the season or the coach is giving you shit, you're pissed on the ice, emotions get the better. Like there was actually this year there hasn't been any in college. It's I think like practice is more intense. There was quite a few on ice like scraps during my time in college, and it's honestly like it's fine. It's like, you know, you beef it out and then that's the end of it. I don't think you should, but if it's like off the ice, like yours, your little scuffle, I think
over sandals.
It has to be like, don't fight over sandals, you know, don't get in a full tilt of ice over sandals. Like that's hilarious. But if there's something that someone does that's scummy to you off the ice and you have to handle it, so be it, I guess. Deal with it as you have to, but I think don't like over like little things. And like, for the most part, I'd say try to avoid fighting your teammates. Just creates an awkwardness and like probably not great for team morale. Or chemistry. I did almost have a few in college.
You did.
Yeah, I did. I almost had a couple, and they didn't want to fight.
Like, oh, because you're a nail gun. Is that why?
No, not even that. Or I don't know. They just didn't seem interested in fighting. Like one guy knew I was having a bad day, and he was like, "Man, I'm not fighting you." I was like, and then like I kind of like was like, "Yeah, no, you're right." I was like, I'm having a bad day. I'm sorry. I don't want to fight you. like immediately. So like we were going at it a little in the corner, and then I started shoving him, and I was like, fuck you. Like, let's go. And we were like in each other's face. And then he was like, dude, like, I'm not fighting you. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. And then we just immediately like squash it and carried on. It was kind of funny because he knew that I was just pissed about, kind of like the coach was giving me shit that day, and he like saw and knew I was just having a bad day.
I'm just picturing this being like a Mars bar commercial where the guy's like, what do you model, gloves? There, come on, have a Snickers, man. Like, you're not you're hungry. Better?
Pretty much. Better. I'm like, yeah, thanks, but thanks, man. You're so right, you're right. Actually. Yeah.
I'm not me when I'm hungry.
That makes sense. And then we talked about it more after, and he like texted me, and I was like, yeah, like that, like nothing personal. We were just heat of the moment, man. All good.
Ruins the feng shui, though. Like, if you start having altercations like that, especially in the locker room, like, you're gonna ruin everything, like, within the locker room chemistry.
Yeah, it can definitely go bad.
We actually, this is something I've been meaning to talk about for months, is we had one guy get booted off the team for pranks, and this one was really gnarly. I've seen some really good pranks in my day. Guy gets a new $350 stick. Guys take out the knob, they piss down the shaft of the stick, they glue it back on. That was always a funny one. I know my dad's not gonna like that one. I thought it was funny at the time. I still kind of a little bit funny. Maybe not so much now, but stuff like that. Putting the like a weightlifting plate, like a 45-pound plate, in somebody's bag. That's always funny. They go to pick up the bag. But we had a guy this year. He came in and taped about five guys' blades with like clear tape, and mine was one of them. But I always check my blades before practice just to make sure that everything's all good, like edgewise, because I do a lot of edge work before practice starts. And I find clear tape, and I'm like, what the hell? And I'm peeling it off. And I go to our skate trainer, like our equipment manager, Stubby. I'm like, Stubby, do you put tape on my skates? He's like, no, I wouldn't put tape on your skates. And I'm like, who did that? He's like, I have an idea, in his like Swedish accent. And so is this guy. And he taped a bunch of guys' skates. And then one of the other guys on the team, he went and took like wet used coffee grounds and dumped them in his glove, in his gloves.
Wow.
And so now he's got like, yeah, he's got wet used coffee grounds in his gloves.
I don't like sand, that.
We talked about it as a team, like me, our captain, and then our coaching staff. And, well, I guess our head coach at the time before he got fired. And we just said, like, okay, you want to pull pranks? Pranks are fine. Anything to injure your own teammates and deface their property is not okay. Anything else goes, but don't do that. And he didn't want to apologize for it. He thought it was funny, so we kicked him off the team.
Good riddance, buddy. Take care.
And then he ended up getting picked up by another team in our division. And the first game that we played him, that he was in the lineup, He got a game misconduct and tossed 3 minutes in the game for an elbow to the head. He just, boom, just gave somebody the chicken wing right to the skull.
Yeah, well, you guys should have f***ed him up then when you had the chance.
Put coffee grinds in his gloves.
Yeah. I thought of a nice team altercation when I was at UMaine. It's pretty funny. It was over a camping trip. Like, this was a big beef. I'm not going to name any names personal, but I do want to, like, do something with this material eventually, like, filming-wise. But We had a camping trip one year. Like, so preseason was like September. We would come in, it was a bonding, like every weekend we'd do something, whether it's just, you know, partying or like some team event. And then one of the guys decided he wanted to plan a camping trip for team bonding. And it was, we went to this location. There was like little cabin things where we would all sleep. And then during the day, we went white water rafting, fun. We had a nice view of Mount Katahdin. It was actually pretty cool. So at night, everyone's just drinking, doing their thing, having a good time. The kid who set it up is just cheesing, you know, smiling. He's pumped. Everyone's together. He's like loving life. And then there was a group of guys on the team who they didn't want to be at this camping trip. They didn't want to camp overnight. They thought it was stupid and childish. So they were kind of not for it. So we're all hanging out. And then whatever time hits, they sneak out, they get in their cars and dip. And then the guy who organized it finds out of all the people, starts freaking out, like losing his marbles, absolutely going nuts. And everyone's drunk and we're sitting around a fire. And so then all of a sudden everyone starts venting and he's like, this is bullshit. Like, they have to be accountability. It has to get physical. Like, I'm going to go into the locker room tomorrow and fight him. It's getting physical tomorrow. And he's pissed. And we're like, oh, like, yeah. Everyone's drunk agreeing. Like, yeah, no, this has to get physical. It's us versus them. We're going to fight them. Like, there's like guys going around drunk that don't even talk or like, I'm going to guy up tomorrow. I'm like, what the going on here? Everyone's venting about the team and everyone's bringing up their personal hardships and everything. It was a very strange but bonding moment. And then the late night crew is sitting there, and as the night goes on, this one guy, he's a rookie, is he wakes up drunk and he starts causing some shit with the guy who created the camping trip. And we're like, all right, you have to go, we're gonna take you to your cabin. He's like, no, I'm not going to my cabin. He's getting in his face about it. He's like, I'm not going to my cabin. He's like, dude, just go to your cabin. He's like, no, I'm sleeping in Cam's car. And he just opens the door and gets in the car. But Cam was sleeping in Cam's car. So he's like, dude, what the hell are you doing? Get out of my car, because there's not room for two there. And so the kid, let's just call him Gary for purposes. Julio planned the camping trip. Julio's like trying to get, say, Jim out of the car. He's like pulling him. And Jim's like, no, fuck you, Julio. And slams the door on Julio's fingers. Julio's pissed. Julio goes, smokes the door open, pulls him, just goes, boom. And feeds him. And I'm like, oh shit. Oh. I'm there and I like pull off Julio. I'm like, Julio, relax, man. Relax. It's all good. You know? And he's like, calm down. He's like, dude. I'm like, dude, it's fine. We're good. We don't need to like kid it. Jim, then he's like, you guys, gets out of the car, immediately walks into the woods, pulls his pants down, squats to the ground, takes a shit in the woods.
This will show them.
I'm like, whoa, why did you think to do that? Right after this altercation.
That ending.
No, dude. And I was like, holy shit. And then he starts going, you shazo, because I'm like, dude, stop taking a shit in the woods. And he's mad at me now. Whenever everyone, one of the guy who wasn't involved separates everything, and he's like, brings him to his cabin. And then the next day, everyone's wondering, yo, is Julio gonna, you know, go through on his word here and have a physical altercation? Boom, he texts the captain. Captain puts in the group chat, team meeting tomorrow at the rink, or today, 1 p.m., let's say. We all go in, we're all like, holy shit. I remember everyone saying last night that they were gonna get physical. Let's see if they're gonna pull through on their word, you know? Majority of them, silent. as expected. But the guy, Julio, Julio came through, man. And he was pissed. And he starts freaking out on the guys who left. Like, you couldn't, like, stay the team bonding trip. He's screaming. And everyone's like, dude, it was a camping trip. Relax. He's like, you know, making things of it. I don't know. He freaks out, calls out people on, like, personal shit, goes nuts. They had a tilt the next day on the ice. Julio and the, and say, let's say the leader of the guys who left, and they squared up.
Won.
And they went at it. Neither of them landed a punch, but Julio swung some big shots, and the other guy slipped on a stick and fell. So no one won, but Julio got the takedown. But yeah.
Getting out of the car and shitting in the woods is the island.
Yeah, it was intense, man, all over a camping trip. The things that get people going, you know?
Oh, yeah. Boy. Speaking of getting you going, if you're in a camping trip, you need to get things going. You need to get things hot. Hot things are going to get hot and spicy. Hot and you need a Manscaped lawnmower, right, Pat?
Yeah. If you're going to fight your boys on a camping trip, you want to make sure you're hairless so you're sweaty and they're slipping off of you. Hair causes grip, friction. They'll be able to grab your arm, your leg, take you down, etc. So make sure you're clean shaven for camping trips, for hockey season, just in case. You never know. And obviously, to hang out with a woman, you don't want any friction there. That'd be terrible to have friction there. Actually, like, quite bad. Trust me. Trust me. Anyways, yeah, so go get some lawnmowers or the Weed Whacker or their shampoos, the conditioners, deodorant. Check out their whole catalog. Manscaped.com, code BISCUIT20, 20% off.
Biscuit, wide. Just biscuit, no 20.
Oh, it is?
BIZKIT.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry, guys. Take a clip out where I said biscuit
20. No, biscuit. No, we'll keep it in. We'll keep it natural. We roll authentic here.
Code BISCUIT for 20% off. Manscaped.com.
Free shipping as well.
Free shipping. Free
shipping as well. Hey, and free one shipping. Of us is going to be putting in a shift a week today to get their body in proper running order, get the car back at the mechanical shop, because I'm going home and I'm going to go see my woman. I'm very excited for that. So I got to put in a shift on Monday, a week today. But yeah, thanks to Manscaped as always for sponsoring the podcast. Promo code BISCUIT, 20% off, free shipping. Link in the video description as always. I did have one thing I wanted to run by here, and I'm going to show you a picture in a second. So for me next season, I'm going to be transitioning from making regular videos, two a week. Ideally, I want to go down to one a month, maybe two a month, if that. And using the podcast kind of as a transitioning stick to go from having YouTube pay the bills to getting hockey paying the bills and pursuing my career on the ice as opposed to, you know, on YouTube. And one of the ways I want to do that is the podcast, but also through sponsorships. Now, I'm talking to, you know, a couple of the companies that I work with about potentially paying for some gear and kind of help me, you know, afford to live next year without making videos. I got this idea. We'll pop this on the screen here. So Max, the burger company, I made an official proposal today, emailed to them, and we've been talking about it, kind of going back and forth a little bit. But so this here, I'll show you. This is the concept that I want to rock for next season. You like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's hilarious.
So I was saying, and we'll Max. Pop something up on the screen here so everybody can see, but Big Max logo and cheeseburgers in my pads, because A, they're amazing burgers, and C, what is more distracting on a breakaway than looking 5-hole and there's a double Frisco cheeseburger staring at you 5-hole, and now you're thinking, you know what, I'm going to pull the old UC Oakland, I'm going to go backhand, forehand, 12 inches off the ice, right low blocker, oh wait, there's a shake. There's a licorice and raspberry shake on his blocker. Now I got to go glove. Oh, shit. There's a bunch of tater tots in his glove. And now you've already ran into the boards. You ran out of real estate. And I didn't even have to make a stop. How cool would that be?
I think that's the ideal situation if that happens. I think it's funny. Creates.
I sent that same mock-up. I sent that mock-up to a couple of my friends, other friends today. And they all said it's tacky, but it's amazing. And I thought, that's exactly what we're going
tacky.
For.
Tacky. What do they mean by tacky?
And there's a giant cheeseburger on my pads.
Is it tacky?
It's a little much. It's a giant cheeseburger printed on my pads. A little excessive.
Hmm.
to paint a picture, I guess I probably should. On the video version, you see the picture. If you're on the audio version, so basically I have a huge Max logo covering half the pad, Max the burger restaurant, and then the other half of the pad is a huge cheeseburger, and it's on both pads. And then on the blocker, there's a big Max logo at the bottom, and then the rest of the blocker is just a giant shake. And the glove has a Max logo, and we're going to put tater tots inside the glove. I thought that was genius.
Yeah, I think it's funny. I think it's different, you know.
I think it could break the internet. Like a picture of me stopping pucks with cheeseburgers. Also,
would go crazy.
Oh, what if I did a mask? Because I got a new mask for next season I'm going to do. What if I put like the Hamburglar on my mask? I'd like the Hamburglar and Grimace and everything on the mask?
Yeah. Do it.
And just a cheeseburger factory, like Ronald McDonald behind bars in the back plate of the mask?
Yeah, go all out. Just go crazy.
That'd be good.
The burger guy.
Absolutely. I'd be curious. People drop an opinion in the comment section. What do you think? Do you want to see some cheeseburgers on my pads next season? Yeah. I'd like to know.
TV time.
Do you want
notes?
To talk about your...
Although, do you have TV timeouts?
No. We don't have TV timeouts.
Well, like during like a whistle or something, you just take your helmet off and start eating a burger rather than drink water.
I just have like a shake in the water holder.
Yeah. You're the burger guy. Is it Max? Burger Max?
Max Burger, yeah.
Max Burger. Yeah, you just have a shake from Max Burger like on the back of your net instead of a water bottle.
And you know, even better, if I had like the clear cup that you put a shake in, and they give me the shake, and I'm like, I want the luxury shake, not the regular shake. And then I skate to the corner, they open up the door, the guy's pumping whipped cream on, like, he's putting like a marshmallow, like a maraschino cherry, they torch it. And then I take my shake, just like sipping it back, but then, because they got the paper straws, there are no plastic straws in Sweden, by the time I get back to the net, the straw is like wet newspaper, and I gotta go back to the boards to get a new straw.
It'd be funny as shit. Get it on video. Awesome. That'd be awesome. What a great Instagram reel.
I'll be on the Chicklets. They'll be posting about me on Chicklets instead of me commenting on everything.
Absolutely. But what were you going to ask me?
You want to talk about your little playoff push? We'll cap off with a little update for you.
Yeah, you want to talk about mine or the NHL's? You want to talk about mine? Make more personal.
I don't want to talk about the NHL. The NHL's boring. We want to talk about you.
Let's talk about me and UFC. Myself, yeah, our team is in a tense playoff push right now. Like, every time we're in and out. So it's four teams make it. There's six in our division. So we're like, one day we're the fifth seed and we're like, crap. And then we win a game or two and we're like, perfect. We're back in four. If we win today, we'll actually be in three. And then we'll go into that game, we'll lose. And all of a sudden we're back in five. We're like, crap. But then we'll do the same thing. So right now, we just won yesterday. We won two of three of the weekend. We're in fourth, I believe fourth. And then we play the team who's in fifth, Worcester, Wednesday. And then we go in against Reading, and we finish off the season against Reading and against Reading and Newfoundland, who are the 1 and 2 seed. Good teams. And then the other two teams, Worcester and Trois-Rivières, who we're in the tight race with, play each other. So there's going to be, assumingly, a lot of splits. We're going to win some, we'll lose some, and then assuming Worcester is going to win some, lose some, which would equal Trois winning or losing some, we would love for one of those teams, Worcester or Trois, to just sweep. Because then it's like, oh, one of the teams lost three games, then we bump ahead, you know, type thing. But it's literally going to come down to the last games, probably the last game of the year, where whether or not our season continues. So we have until April 16th. It's the 4th right now. The pod comes out Sunday. You're probably even a better idea of what's going on then. But it's going to come down to that. And if we can squeeze in and continue our season, continue getting paid, or the season comes to an end, and then we go on to the summer break. It's a very drastic, it's either like continue or hard end. It's very, very drastic. So keep me in your thoughts. Keep my team in your thoughts, and wish us luck as we climb in to this final push here.
If you could bounce though, April 16th, you're a full-time podcaster with me, and it's just you and me. all summer, all
potting,
season.
I'd be potting and filming sketches probably a lot, and then some other styled. I've been thinking of doing other styled vlog type things too that aren't really necessarily hockey related. I've talked to you about doing like living a day in the life, or like a real day in the life of, say, like maybe I'll start with Sidney Crosby because he's like a hockey guy, and it would maybe be, they'd be more inclined to click it, my followers.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of just make fun of the, because like, or like add a comedic factor to it, but kind of live a day like Crosby, which is probably, it's kind of intense. Like he works very hard, probably does a lot of squat thrusts. He's got very big thighs. And then I do one that's like the real day in the life of Mark Wahlberg. And I'm just kind of like making fun of how he wakes up at like 3 a.m. to work out type style videos that a little fun that might work. Like obviously inspired by Jesse James West, he did his variation of it where he did his days. He lived a day in the life as celebrities. Maybe I'll get into that this summer.
What do you think? Clarify for those that are confused, you're basically going to find out how Sidney Crosby lives his life, what he eats, what he exercises, what he skates, what he does, replicate it, and Pache lives a day in the life like Sidney Crosby.
Yes, and then I add my own personal like twist to it and make it, you know, my own, rather than just like copying his exact day and copying the style like Jesse James West. I'm not just going to copy what he did, you know what I mean? I'm going to make it my own. So,
yeah, it'd be exciting.
I think I'll do some of that, and then I'm just waiting on other things about like that summer league. I don't know if I'm in or out yet. Got to wait and find out.
If the three ice playing with 3-on-3 all summer traveling.
Yeah, because it's I have to be drafted off paper because they made the tryout mid-April, and like a lot of guys are still in season, so it's tough. But we'll see if I get in that or not. If not, honestly, I don't. I'll just do more video stuff. If I'm in it,
okay.
It'd be sweet. And maybe I just do videos based around that too. So, yeah. What's your plan for summer? You might push back to doing one or two videos
a month. Yeah, I got my
more pod.
Yeah, I got my Sweden videos locked in for 2 weeks still to the end. I got SHL videos and I got some like like a video reflecting on my 2 years living in Sweden, the cultural experience, flying home video or vlog. It's going to be kind of like a little sappy, kind of sad video reflecting, looking forward to the future, that kind of video. It's going to be like a 5-6 minute video, shorter one coming out end of the month. And then after that, I'm going to one video a week. It's just going to be like gear videos, tutorial videos, helping younger guys, stuff like that. Speaking of April 16th, I'm doing MMA classes once I get back home.
You're going to be throwing head kicks?
I don't know, but I want to do it. I'm going to be, I'm not skating. Like once I go home, I'm not skating for 3 months. I'm going to be working out 3 days a week with my trainer. I'm going to have 1 day a week for acupuncture, 1 day a week for massage because my woman's a massage therapist. And then I want to do 1 day a week, or maybe I'll mix it in with another workout day. But I'm going to do once a week MMA training. I'm very curious to learn like a jiu-jitsu. Obviously, I suck at it. I've never done a class, and I told the guy that when I call or when I sent an email today signing up for class. But I'm excited. I'm excited to see how that goes. And maybe next time I see Pat, I'm going to shake his hand. Been 3 years since I've seen you. That pandemic sucked. Boom! Put you in an arm bar.
Dude, yeah.
Snap your neck.
You got long limbs, too. So if you learn some jiu-jitsu, it's a tough. It's a dangerous.
You better maintain the distance. Maintain the distance for me. I'm dangerous.
Yeah. That's... So you're going to actually, I feel like this is the, might be the first time you say you're going to take 3 months off the ice. Have you done that
yes.
before?
Yes. Oh, not by choice. Definitely not by choice.
I think you're going to enjoy it. I think it will be healthy for you.
I think the biggest reason why I wanted to do it by choice was like, I'm burnt out of skating a little bit. Like I want to be refreshed. Like I spent some time, a little bit too much time being injured this year. I want to get my hips and my knees in running order. I want to feel healthy. It doesn't matter how good I am and how good I get. I could be an NHL goalie tomorrow. If I'm not healthy, it doesn't mean anything. And I'm not saying I'm going to be an NHL goalie. I'm just saying
I heard a quote yesterday. Healthy. The best ability is availability.
Oh, I've heard that one many, many, many times. But it's so true. If you are not available, what use are you to anybody? You can't. And if you're injured, you know what I mean? So My woman's a massage therapist. She's going to be helping me work some kinks out. My acupuncture guy, have I ever told you, he's a short little like 5'2" Chinese dude with like a lab coat. Just the weirdest, funniest guy I've ever met. He's an amazing dude. He's a magician. He just like fiddles needles and does weird stuff and my problems go away. It's incredible. Damn. So I got him 3 days a week in the gym with my trainer working, trying to really get my hips, my knees in running order. And then the jiu-jitsu. I'm excited for that. I think it's going to be a really, really interesting component. May not be functional for on the ice, obviously, but just stay active and something new. I've always wanted to do it.
Fun. You should vlog it, yeah.
I don't know if they'd allow that. Like, I feel like jiu-jitsu and like MMA training, like mixed martial arts is like a respect thing. Like they don't want no guy having a GoPro on his head while I'm putting, you know what I mean?
You're in the octagon or the MMA ring just with that GoPro on and someone just head kicks it off you.
Well, I'm picturing I'm in a gi. Sensei Rick, do you mind if I film this? And then boom, just like snaps the GoPro off and puts me in like a rear naked choke.
I wasn't picturing a GoPro though, but I was more picturing like someone maybe filming you just rolling. Not like to an extent where you're exposing anyone, like, but you know, someone filming you walking through the training kind of thing.
Yeah, that would be cool, and I'm very excited for it. But we'll talk to you about it more next week. Final words?
Yeah, hope you guys enjoyed the epi. I enjoyed talking. I enjoyed talking to Travis. I enjoyed talking for you guys. Just love talking. You know, talk the talk, but also walk the walk. And I'm going to be going on a walk after this because it's sunny and 55 here in Old Orchard Beach, Maine. So I hope it's a nice day where you are. Bless you all if you sneezed. And have a good day.
Drop a like, subscribe. We'll see you next week.